back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM WCWP. We're talking here with Julia Jenny, who is with Utopia, which is a home care corporation.
Agency.
Mm-hmm. And Kim is still with us, which is very nice and helping out very much. This is such an important piece of people staying at home. So, I mean, and I very much understand the consequences of making sure you pick a right place. Another issue that I think is so important because of seniors is privacy. Mm-hmm. They get very nervous. I'm bringing somebody in. They're going to tell my business. Is this, and I'm not familiar, but I do know there's like HIPAA rules. Mm-hmm. Do they apply to, that's only in a hospital? I really don't understand that.
No. But you know, before I answer that, don't you want to know?
Oh, I'm sorry. It just shows. I'm sorry.
Your listeners are waiting with bated breath to know what this 104-year-old sweet woman.
What did she say? Tell us.
Don't you want to know?
Yes, please.
She said, with a wink in her eyes, she said, work hard. Work hard your whole life. And I said, okay. She said, make sure you drink red wine every day. So I said, okay, I'm 2 for 2. And then she looked at me and she said, and make sure from time to time you eat a good lasagna.
What happens if you do all three every day?
I guess time will tell.
Wonderful advice. Wonderful.
Yeah, she was a doll. So back to your, yes, privacy is...
Now I've lost you. Talking lasagna. Let's talk about lasagna. Come on.
Privacy is of the utmost importance, and HIPAA rules are followed by Utopia Home Care. We make sure that we, you know, lock up all our files at the end of the day. These families are giving us very important information, Social Security numbers, phone contacts for emergency family members, dates of birth. Lots of information that it shouldn't be privy to other people. So we make sure that everybody in the different branches, if they have paperwork on their desk, it's turned upside down, right? Nobody walking by a desk can see any information. We make sure that we tell the aides not to mention any family members' names. Sometimes we have communities that we service, shared A sites, if you will. And if they're in a community laundry, and there are other aides, doing the laundry for our patients, don't mention the names. Don't talk about the patient and the care that they're receiving. That's a no-no, So we follow the HIPAA rules extremely closely.
Okay. This is a little diversion. This is a true story. My daughter, Kim knows her, Rebecca.
Yes.
She was online in Starbucks. This is like 2 years ago. And there's two girls in front of her talking about this person. Fortunately, it was good. And as they kept moving up the line, when they got and they ordered their coffees, Becky, that's my daughter's name, tapped them and said, I'm Becky.
Ooh.
They had no idea who she was, but they were talking about her from a third party who had said something, whatever it was. But she said it was a good conversation.
Thank goodness.
Yes.
And so you have to be very,
you
don't realize.
You never know.
That's it.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people, I'll just throw this out there. But, more often than not, I do hear people talk about my husband and his, previous capacity as supervisor or when he was sitting on the bench as a Nassau County District Court judge. And currently now he serves at the pleasure of our current governor, Andrew Cuomo. And it's funny because nobody knows who I am.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And yet I hear people talk about him all the time. And I'm like, hi, I'm his wife.
Yeah, no.
My own son, I encouraged him. He's going to become an RN. And I encouraged him to take our certification course and become an aide. Start. Know what the aides do. I think it's very important. And what the aides do is an incredibly important job.
Right. Yeah.
Not everybody can be a certified home health aide or a personal care aide, in my
opinion.
Well,
that's where the compassion, by the way, that's why I was saying that compassion plays a huge role in all of this, I would assume.
Not everybody can do it. It's a calling.
Working with seniors in general is a calling.
Yes.
And with kids. I mean, you have the both.
Yeah.
You have to have tolerance.
Uh-huh. So he was actually in a car with my mother and my sister, and he's on a certain case, and it happens to be somewhat of a little bit of a high profile. And I think my mother and my sister said, so tell me about, and he went,
I
cannot.
Very nice.
And I was like, very good.
Very proud.
Good. Because that's what everybody should do.
Within Project Independence, we have people calling 3-1 who are from out of state, concerned with their parent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this happens. We're all over the place. Is there any sort of documentation or report? I live in California. My mom's here in North Hempstead, so she's being taken care of. How can I keep up? You know, I'm not going to be in the States. It's just going to. Well, can you give me a report once in a while?
That's a great question. You know, when you were asking before what the process is. So when we do the intake, mm-hmm. that intake goes to the branch, delivered personally by me if I should do the intake.
Okay.
And then I give the coordinators and the staff there more insight than just what a telephone intake would do. And then our registered nurse will go into the home and do a clinical assessment. Based on that clinical assessment, a care plan is devised, and that's what the, you know, in the best interest of the patient, and then that okay. is what the aide is going to follow. And every week, that care plan gets reviewed by our registered nurse. And if it's deviated in one way or the other, it's addressed. So because I'm a certified senior advisor, and that's a national certification, someone can call Long Island, ask for me because I'm on a list of certified senior advisors.
Okay.
Right? So if a gentleman in California has a mom on Long Island and talks to me, he can keep in touch with me as long as he wants. You know, if I provide the care for him, I would encourage him to keep my cell and call me. And then he always has contact with the branch. He has I like to build the relationship between the patient and the branch eventually. And then usually I step out. And then they form their relationship. But I always encourage everybody, keep my cell. Call me whenever you want.
Right.
If you have any questions.
Actually, I'm going to give out your cell number.
Absolutely.
I'm going to give it out. It's 631-708-4462. That's to reach Julia. You can get Julia at 631-708-4462. I'm also going to say that the town of North Hempstead does not endorse anybody.
Right.
But listening to Julia, I think she can answer questions for people. So we try to bring the best people on the show.
But we will not endorse anybody.
Oh, that's perfect.
I'm all about education. When I go into senior centers, houses of worship, over 55 communities, I tell them, don't block out Utopia's name. I don't have to mention that. I'm all about educating the population of people who may need this service. Mm-hmm. And you can call whoever you want. I know what we do. And at the end of every presentation, they're so pleased. They usually ask for my card anyway.
Right.
And I want to be a resource to the community. Not only can I speak to home care, I'm a home care expert, but I have people in my circle that can speak of assisted livings, mm-hmm. you know, can speak of Medicaid applications, can speak of Medicare, can speak of downsizing, organizing. If you have a hoarder, how can we help that person? You know, I want to be able to provide quality people on any level to keep people home, you know, to age in place if they can. And then when that becomes unsafe and not the right remedy, then let's talk about other places, other communities, other things to do.
The person
to keep
moves
people
on.
Happy.
This is the time in life, which is a shame, that should bring a family together.
Absolutely.
But many times it tears them apart
because
I'm doing more than you're doing, and then they start fighting, and all of a sudden mommy or daddy gave you $100 and I didn't get it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Right.
But I see it with clients that it just becomes what's in the account, how come that check was taken out.
Yeah. I mean, I was in a home not too long ago with 7 sisters.
Ooh.
Wow.
And they were all participating, you know. But you should be able to go in and get the temperature of the environment, and then I adapt to it. You know, it's not, to me, it's not sales, it's not marketing, it's educating the family, bringing the temperature down if it's running a little high.
Once you
empower them with the right information, and you're not, you know, I'm not focusing on my census or my bottom line or anything like that. I have other people in the company that do that, right? I don't need to be concerned with that. My role is to make sure that the public gets the care they need in, you know, the highest customer service that's possible.
Right.
You know, I want to treat them like I'm going to have somebody treat my own mother.
Right. And that's what attracts business ultimately.
Yeah,
because you're going to turn around and say, I'd like to deal with these people.
Yeah, no.
But you have to put your best foot first, excuse me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I like I say, I give out my cell, call me anytime. I get calls on the weekend. I get calls at night. You know, I'll go, like I say, we have an Elmhurst, Queens branch. We have Rockville Center, Westbury, Patchogue, Babylon, Kings Park, and Riverhead. And I'll go do an intake in Queens, and I'll go in and do an intake in the Hamptons. You know, it doesn't matter to me. You know, I'll travel where any
have call family. Will follow.
Yeah.
From a financial perspective.
Yes.
Okay. Do you don't get involved in any sort of Medicaid planning. You'll tell the person how they could fall into the category.
Exactly.
Okay.
I like to say I'm a certified senior advisor that knows a little about a lot. right?
Okay.
So I can have an intelligent conversation about community Medicaid to a point. And then when they want to actually do the application, I hand them off to my very qualified, dear social worker friend who I give everybody's phone to, you know, because she does that. I have knowledge of Medicare, and I can take that conversation to a point, but I'm not an expert in Medicare.
Right, that's okay.
So I hand it off to the guy who I know is the expert who will speak to you kindly and give you all the time that, you know, you deserve. So
you're like human walking yellow pages. You have somebody in place for any type of question
right.
that is asked of you.
Right.
Which is incredible.
Because aging in
your
place.
Your resource.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. Aging in place is not just one category of thing.
Right.
It's many levels of things. And so if I can at least have a conversation where they'll go, oh, and relax, and then I can give them a qualified, trusted person, then you bring it all together, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Staff-wise.
Yes.
How are they chosen? I mean, that's a big issue.
It's
and how are they trained?
Right. So because when you're a licensed agency, you can't employ anybody but a certified home health aide or personal care aide.
Okay.
And that certification comes from the Department of Health. At Utopia, we have a license to train. So if someone has this vocation in mind and they come and they don't have a certification, we have a free training class that we offer in all of our branches. They can come in for 3 weeks. It's very strict. The curriculum is from the Department of Health. Our registered nurse provides the curriculum to the class. And they come in. You know, we say to them, look, you know, you have to be here Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 for 3 weeks. If they come in and 2 days in, they say, oh, I forgot about a motor vehicle appointment or my, you know, this, that, or the other thing. They usually don't stay in the class because there's two reasons. It's cumulative. You have to stick with the curriculum in order to successfully complete it. And the second reason is if they're going to do that in class, they're going to do it on the job. They may, you know, there's a pretty high expectation that if they're going to cancel on the class 2 days into their new assignment, they may be calling in and saying, oops, I forgot something. And we don't want that happening to a patient. So it's very strict. So they go through this training. If they come with their certificate from getting it from another training class, we drill way down. They go through a very arduous application process. They're tested. We plug their names into the Attorney General's website where there are three links. We drug test. We background check. They come in for in-services every year. We randomly drug test once a year. You know, we get professional references, personal references. They're tested, you know, right off the bat to see what they know about home care. So it's pretty arduous.
Wow,
and by
okay.
the time, you know, many people will say, well, can we interview the aide, you know, before they're placed? That doesn't have to happen because we put them through the mill, you know, to make sure that when we're sending them into the home.
But let me just back up right there.
Good.
So you don't let the patient interview?
No.
But what if I don't like the person?
And you call and you say, you know what? And I always say it goes both ways.
Okay.
We could send an aide in and, yes, the family could go, it's not
jiving. Right, right.
My mother or father isn't really, it's not working. In the same token, the aide could come back and say, I don't like that environment. I don't like that family.
Okay.
You know, or maybe like is not the right word.
Yeah, but that's
it's
fine.
It's not working.
Right.
So I always say we try to hit the target the first time, and 9 times out of 10 we do. But then you can certainly call up and say, can we try again? And we will certainly try again. We fill cases.
Okay, that's important.
Well, I think it's like matchmaking. You know, they do a lot of the legwork ahead of time so that ultimately, and you tell me if I'm wrong, that by the time you do assign a home health aide to a patient or a client, that you've already done the legwork and there's an assumption that this would be a good match for both, going both ways.
Right. When I do the intake and I hand the intake into the branch, then I give them all that information. And that's not the only time they're going to talk to the family. Then I ask the coordinators to call the family, and they're going to have several conversations.
Terrific.
So by the time we place the aide, everybody's on board.
We're all on board, and now we're leaving for a break. So I want to thank Kim Kamen, who's not coming back. She's heading off to an appointment in town, which is very important.
I am, but I just wanted to say thank you so much.
You're
for having
very, very
me.
Welcome. And Julia, we're going to have you back again, because this was really informative.
Excellent.
I appreciate it very much. We'll listen to 88.1. We'll be right back.